Whatever.
What if he's peaked in eighth grade?
Well, here's the deal, though. If he has, it's okay. He's 6'1", 215 in eighth grade. I'm thinking, yeah. If, you know, if he's a running back, that's probably fine. He doesn't need to grow a whole lot more. He's probably okay. I don't know how they assess talent, but whatever it is, they like this kid a lot.
What's the youngest you think a kid's ever been offered? I mean, eighth grade's pretty young,
that's
right?
That's pretty insane, yeah. All I remember is the Damon Bailey story when he was in Indiana.
Yeah, but I don't know. He didn't offer. He said he could start for them or he was going to get them. But I don't know that he – did he offer him? I don't think –
Knight said Damon Bailey when he was in eighth grade was better than anyone he had on his team then.
In the book,
which you know good and well was not true.
That's right.
Yeah.
A season on the brink, which season I read like brink. 12 yeah. times.
He was better than Steve Alford.
Was it
the
not a greatest move? What about when he throws McDonald's everywhere? Love. Hey,
Matt, if you guys are doing the Duck Dynasty thing, you need to interview this dog, Jethro.
Yes.
He has a relative who's on Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So there's a connection there.
One of the first dogs my parents had or that I remember was a standard poodle, and that's great hunting dog.
I didn't know these dogs could hunt. Oh, yeah. I had no
great
idea.
Hey, cover Jethro's ears for a minute, because when I was a kid, I had a poodle too, and his name was Pierre. And he was,
oh, Lord.
And he was stark white. And I hope my dad is listening, because I want you to know that you've scarred me, Father. Forever.
Pierre.
Poor little Pierre got out of the house one day, and Pierre ran down the street. Pierre got to know neighbor's car.
Ouch.
Pierre never walked again. Pierre never did much of anything again.
So were you running down the street going, Pierre, yeah. Pierre,
As I've asked people before, so my dad, in his wisdom, goes down the street with a snow shovel, gets the dog or what's left of him, and brings it up. And he doesn't get the kids in the house. He just lets us stand out there and see the remains of Pierre. I guess he wanted us to say our goodbyes at 5 years old. He thought that was a great idea, as I've said to many people before. Have you ever seen a snow-white poodle covered in blood? I have. It's devastating. So just let that be a lesson to you parents out there. I gave parenting advice yesterday. If your kid says he wants to leave a movie early and the movie's not offensive, you make that kid sit through that movie. And if your kid's dog gets run over by a car, don't let that kid see that.
I have nothing to add to that.
I don't either.
Anyway, happier times. It's amazing I've never gotten another poodle. I need to. I think that would really – I would feel whole again, Evans, if I got a poodle.
Get one.
I'm thinking about it. I want a big poodle, though.
Yeah.
I want like a – like Jethro. Jethro have any cousins?
You know, Jethro has a handler. That's his that's his vet. He goes every – he's just checking him out, making
my
sure you guys –
my dog will never leave the house. Don't worry. He will never – nothing will ever happen to him
that's
in a
Dr.
negative
Beam.
Way.
He is a rock star vet.
Big Al.
Hey, thank you guys for coming out today.